For older kids, my not-so-great sixth grade year by Jessica Larson, based on a true story. Sometimes it felt better just to write about it in my journal. September 9th. Today wasn't the best. I didn't have anyone to sit by at lunch. I missed an easy question on the geography quiz. Also, our team lost at kickball. Sometimes I wonder if I'll ever have any friends at this school. I wish we hadn't moved here. I don't have anyone to talk to. That's why I'm starting a journal. People in books always seem to have journals. I've heard stories from pioneers' journals. I don't know if I'll ever do anything amazing, but it's nice to talk to someone. Hope I can keep this up. Gotta go. Mom's calling me for dinner. P.S. I do feel a little better now. I closed my journal and went to set the table. The next day was just as bad. When I came home, I felt like I might explode. Instead, I went to my room, opened my journal, and started writing. I dumped all those feelings out. I felt better this time too. After that, I wrote every few days. I wrote about everything. It was like I was writing my own book. October 21st. Guess what? I made a friend. Her name is Claire, and she's new too. We both like board games, and we don't like geography. I think I'm going to invite her over for family game night on Friday. I love my journal. I like writing when I feel mad or worried because it makes me feel better. I also like writing about the good things that happened because then I can remember them. Guess what else? I have a book report due next week. Wish me luck. Little by little, things started getting better. I still got picked last for kickball, but I had a few friends, and I joined the math team. I wrote about all of it. Soon, I wasn't writing just to complain. I was writing to a good friend, me. And before I knew it, sixth grade was over. When I came home from the class party, I had quite a few signatures in my yearbook, all from new friends I had made. I pulled out my journal, plopped down on my bed, and wrote my last entry as a sixth grader. June 15th. Today was the last day of sixth grade. Next year, I'll be in seventh grade. I'm nervous about that, but I know I can write when I get scared or when I feel like everything is going wrong. I just went back and read my first entry again. It was so sad that I almost laughed. I'm glad I have it. It shows how much I've grown up this year. I'm glad I'm not so angry or sad anymore. When we moved here, I felt like I would never be happy again. But now when I read my journal, I can see how much Heavenly Father has blessed me. He helped me make new friends and learn hard things. I wonder what's going to happen next year. The author lives in Texas, USA. Not sure what to write? Try this. What made you smile today? Write about it. Write a letter to your future self. Write about your favorite place in the world. Write 3 blessings you are grateful for. Write 10 facts about you. Look for a new prompt each month starting in January. End of the article, My Not-So-Great Sixth Grade Year, read by Salem Tullis.